98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
How do you fancy a trip to the movies on us? We've got IMC cinema passes up for grabs this morning. If you send us in a WhatsApp voice note sharing your little win, there's loads of movies out at the minute. Toy Story 5.
Is that out this Friday?
Yeah,
I think
it's out
I'm
this
dying
week.
To go and see that.
Same, it looks so
do
cute.
Do I need a child? No.
No, you
no,
don't.
I don't. No.
You're a big kid.
Yes.
Yes, relive your youth.
Yeah.
You know, take care of your inner child and go and see Toy Story 5. Yeah, we want to send you to the movies if you send us in a WhatsApp voice or sharing your little win. Or maybe you're free for a quick call in the next few minutes. We'd like to have a chat with you.
Yeah, we would. Maybe your little win is that it's Bloomsday and you're putting a little straw hat on.
So chic.
Yeah.
So chic and timeless. Your little win could be that you're going to one of the gigs in Marley Park over the next few days
Fun.
And weeks.
There's loads
is it
on.
From this weekend onwards?
Yeah, there's like Olivia Dean, then there's Lewis Capaldi, supported by CMAT, and loads more.
Loads more. Your little win could be that your son or daughter has finally finished the Leaving Cert.
Go on.
Or is your little win like Manuel's in Swords?
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is like I finally used my AMC cinema passes that you gave me yesterday to watch Prada. Yes, I love the movie. Thank you so much.
That's all.
It's so good. Get in touch on 0877 98 98 98 and we'll send you out some cinema passes. Yeah. Brendan, what is your little win this morning?
My little win this morning is that the little M&S beside my house is opened. Yeah, they were doing so. There's a garage, like, you know, I don't know, less than a 10 minute walk from my house. It closed down, they put up hoarding, and it was like, you know, coming soon, M&S. And I was like, lads, are you joking me? With the stone throw of my gaff.
The picky bits.
The picky bits. And so yesterday, I passed by and there it was. It was open, so I went in for a nose.
So what did you see and what did you get?
Well, it's quite awesome. I actually didn't get anything. Oh. I just went in to assess the situation.
Yeah, okay.
But they've a nice range of everything. My dirty fries, my beloved dirty fries, are not in there. That's probably for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Be too close to home.
Sure, you can go to Grafton Street for that.
You can go to Grafton Street. But yeah, my little win this morning is that there's a new little M&S, a mini M&S has opened near my house.
Oh, lovely. There's
just
one,
in time for, you know, the summer picky bit season.
There's one in a garage on the way to Wexford. It's in Wicklow somewhere. And I always go in and get a few bits now.
Mm-hmm. It's surprising how much they can pack into like a small little garage.
It's kind of the best sellers, I think.
So that's my little win. What is yours?
I saw over the weekend that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen have turned 40.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to them, okay? So then I said to myself, oh, there's a movie of theirs that I absolutely loved watching when I was growing up. Mm. And it's not Passport to Paris or any of those. It's one called It Takes Two.
Right.
And It Takes Two, it's a similar type of storyline to The Parent Trap.
Yep.
So two people who look very alike, two twins. I don't know if they ever actually say if they're twins or not, even though it's very obvious they are.
Yeah.
One is living with her dad in a very fancy house.
Fully rings
wealthy
a bell.
House. The other one is looking for a family to adopt her.
Yeah.
And Kirstie Alley is her kind of social worker.
Yeah, I've seen this.
And then they basically meet each other and they try and get the dad and Kirstie Alley to get together. Because they want to live together.
Uh-huh.
So it's basically The Parent Trap.
Yeah.
But like, it just is so cute and so good. And I watched it last night with my husband.
Brilliant.
I was like, we stick this on. He's like, is this The Parent Trap? I said, basically, yeah, but no.
The Parent Trap. Same.
And Kirstie Alley. I loved her so much growing up. She's an absolute legend. That's my little win. I watched a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie.
I'm going to rewatch that now on your recommendation. Can't wait to see it again. We would love to hear your little win this morning.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Catherine in Malahide has been in touch. She says, my little win is I've booked my laser tattoo removal. Bye-bye to the Santa Ponza stamp for my Leaving Cert holiday.
I love that for you, Catherine.
A new era for Catherine.
You could, of course, cover it up, but I think the removals are brilliant now.
Yeah.
I've watched some videos like on Instagram and they just go and then it's gone.
Gosh.
I don't know if it's real, but anyway. Catherine, let us know how you get on. Anne-Marie, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm fine, Rebecca and Brendan. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. Anne-Marie, tell us, what's your little win?
Well, my little win is last night I did the check-in for my cruise that's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Anne-Marie, tell us, where are you going on a cruise?
We're going around the Greek islands. There's 8 of us travelling and I just can't wait.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like Mamma Mia 3. Have you been to Greece before?
We have. I've probably been on about 20 plus cruises
wow.
now. Yeah, it's great because you get a flavour of all those little snapshots of the world that you'd never ever see, you know?
Yeah,
I was going to ask you if you'd recommend a cruise. Like, I'd be what I call cruise curious now, Anne-Marie, but I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's a perception out there that it's all for old people. Like, I mean, I'm not no spring chicken myself. But having said that, if I've gone for over 20, I'm travelling it for a long, long, long time on them, you know?
Yeah. And come here, let's talk about the Greek islands for a moment. Where's your favourite? Like, which one's your favourite?
Well, my favourite actually is Santorini, but we're not going there this time.
Okay.
We're going to Mykonos. So Montenegro, we're going to Anacona. We're going to Syros. So we start in Venice. Woo!
Oh my gosh, you're going to so many different places. Mykonos is meant to be brilliant for the parties and the beach clubs. My sister actually got married on Syros last year and it's so beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. No, I can't wait. I haven't been there, so I'm really, really looking forward to there. And also the ambience when you're leaving on the cruise ship.
Yes.
It's Venice, you know, it's time to
Anne-Marie, full voice at 10
Jane
to 8
McDonald's
on a Tuesday.
Herself.
You are. Have you ever seen Jane McDonald on a cruise, Anne-Marie?
Oh, come here. Russell's after been talking to me about it, but I said there's no Jane McDonald and me, boys.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Come here, Anne-Marie. Now, I love my food. Which one of the cruises would you say has the best food?
Okay, so there's a variety of cruises out there, as we know. And I'm not going to single one out for food, but for value for money, MSC all the way.
Okay. There
good to know, Anne-Marie. Thank you for all the tips.
Anne-Marie, enjoy your cruise and
I
hope you sing for the rest of the day. Thanks for listening. She hit that high note. Anne-Marie, happy Tuesday. Have a great day. Patty in East Wall's been on as well.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. How are you this morning on this lovely morning? My little win is I went home from work yesterday and my wife had 2 tickets to go see David Gray and Fairview Park tomorrow evening.
Unreal.
And I'm actually looking forward to it.
Oh, Paddy.
It's going to be brilliant.
Have a ball. And Kieran's in Blanche.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is my son is coming home from Canada today. We are collecting them at 11:30 today.
Oh, my God.
The big
Enjoy the reunion.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Welcome to our brand new game, Who's Laughing Now? This is where we play you a clip of a famous person having a cackle and all you have to do is tell us who it is to win a fabulous prize, a €500 flight voucher.
It is an incredible prize and hoping to get our hands on that this morning is Helen in Crumlin. Helen, good morning. You're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Helen, how's the week been so far for you?
Good, not too bad.
Helen, this is only the second day we've played Who's Laughing Now. We would love you to win this flight voucher. And Helen, we're playing along with you. We don't know who is laughing. All we know is that it is a famous person. And we have producer Russell in the studio to give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. It's extremely technical, Helen. Helen, please tell us, who's laughing now?
Is it Paul Mescal?
Is it Paul Mescal? We've got a thumbs down, Helen, not afraid.
It's not Paul Mescal, but Helen, you're fabulous. Thank you for playing this morning.
No worries. Thanks.
Have a great day. Cheers, Helen.
Okay, let's go to line 2 now. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how you doing? How's it going?
Alan, we are good. What's going on this morning with you? What are you up to?
Not a lot. I'm just in work at the moment.
Fair play to you. What do you do for work, Alan?
Yeah, I'm on a software engineer.
Very good. Alan, up bright and early. Any nice plans for the summer now, Alan?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going on holidays, actually, Puerto Rico next month.
Oh, lovely. Well, fingers crossed now you're about to win yourself a flight voucher. You could be off again, Alan.
Happy days.
Oh, wouldn't it be brilliant? Alan, who do you think is laughing now?
I thought it could possibly be Louis Walsh.
Is it Louis Walsh?
Oh, Alan, we're sorry. It's not. That was a great guess.
That's no problem. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Alan. Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning at the same time. If you think you know who's laughing now, WhatsApp laugh and your name to 0877 98 98 98.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Three words.
Two presenters.
One soundproof boot.
98FM.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy, the game that always brings the glamour and the chaos. If you've never heard it before, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you will win a very long list of incredible prizes. The list is actually so long now that we have AI help. Rebecca and Brendan, AI us. Take it away.
Win an egg chair.
An air fryer.
A butcher's voucher.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
A garden strimmer.
Water blasters.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bago boat tour.
A hot towel shave.
A takeaway voucher.
And say goodbye to sweating with this portable hand fan.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
We're hoping to say goodbye to all of these prizes. Fingers crossed Jessica and Lucan is about to win them all. You're on 98FM, Jessica. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Hi, good morning.
Jessica, who's with you this morning?
I've got Phoebe with me in the car on the way to school, yeah.
Good morning, Phoebe. Jessica, do you and Phoebe get to listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings?
Every single morning.
Oh, we love the dedication. Thank you for listening. Yeah. When does Phoebe finish up school?
2 more weeks. I think the end of next week.
Brilliant stuff. What are the summer plans, Jessica?
I think we're going to go to Wexford for a week.
And then we
might leave the kids behind, and the husband might go somewhere.
Yeah, just have a nice time for yourselves.
Very good, Jessica. You have an interesting job. Where do you work?
I work in a museum. I work in the Garda Museum in Dublin Castle.
Didn't even know there was a Garda Museum in Dublin Castle.
I know, we get that all the time. Yes.
Is it a display of hats and uniforms, or what's in there?
There's a little bit of that. We've got the whole history of policing in Ireland. So the last, 300 years is the only history we have, really. But,
Well,
I find it interesting. But yeah, I'd absolutely recommend dropping
in. I'm definitely going to come in and see you, Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Jessica, have you had a think about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We've always said Brendan.
Oh.
We've always said we'll play with Brendan. Sorry, Rebecca. We love Rebecca, but yeah, we'll play with Brendan.
It's me. I'm so delighted.
Brendan's
Jessica,
thrilled.
I'm off to the sound.
I'm moving seats now. Okay. Brendan, see you in a moment. Gosh, 2 days in a row, Brendan, the play with me. Right. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. Finally, after many weeks. Okay, Jessica and Phoebe, your first word this morning. Shock.
Horror.
Your second word, dance.
I think. Dance. Party?
Yeah, dance party.
Dance party. And your third word, fox.
Oh.
Fox. Hunter.
Okay, she's saying fox hunter.
So we have shock, horror, dance party, and fox hunter. Are you guys happy with those three words? Are we locking them in?
Yes, you happy, Foods? Yeah, I think we're happy, yeah.
We are locking them in. And Brendan is returning from the soundproof booth, strutting in with confidence he is this morning. Welcome back.
Hello, thank you so much.
How did you get on?
Wow, there was just a little goldfish in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
That's strange.
Very.
Okay, Brendan, first word this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Yeah.
Shock.
Shock. Why is that impossible? Shock, horror.
Your second word, dance.
Dance music.
And your third word, fox.
Trot.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Jessica and Phoebe in Lucan?
Oh, guys,
I'm sorry.
You both said shock horror.
Did we?
Yeah. No.
Much to our shock and horror.
The guys went for Dance Party and Fox Hunter.
Fox Hunter, very good. Yeah, Dance Monkey was actually the first word that came into my head, but I said that's a bit left of centre now, so I'll go with music.
So there's many options.
Many
guys.
Options.
It wasn't to be this morning, but we'll send you out a goodie bag, guys.
Thanks,
no
Jessica.
Problem.
Thanks,
Thank
Phoebe.
You so
much for having
us.
Have a
Thanks
great day.
For listening, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. I don't know what I would have said after Fox. Yeah, Foxtrot.
Foxtrot. I don't, Fox Den.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fox Glove.
Is that a flower?
I think it is, yeah.
You were talking about them recently, I
know,
think.
Yeah. It's very Alan Titchmarsh. Is that how you pronounce his name? Titchmarsh.
Yeah, Alan.
Your man. We'll play Matchy Matchy again tomorrow morning. If you would like to have a go, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877-98-98-98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, there is more than likely a schoolgirl all over your timeline this morning if you're scrolling on your phone.
I've seen this clip.
The British government have announced that they want to ban social media for under 16s. It's in the pipeline. They're saying that it'll probably come in the start of next year.
And they
right?
did it in Australia already.
They did it in Australia recently, yeah. So BBC News went out to a school yesterday to ask some students what they thought when this girl, who's called Isabella, gave the driest response.
What was your screen time over the weekend?
9 hours.
9 hours. So suddenly you're going to have a lot more time to fill. And what will you do?
Stare at a wall.
Okay.
Isabella says if social media is banned for her, she will spend her time
stare at a wall.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, one of those moments though that has been shared
just,
everywhere
she's
afterwards.
Deadpan.
Yeah,
stare at a wall.
Yeah,
yeah. But it got us thinking this morning about the games we used to play, and I guess it might be like outdoor street games, or maybe there was like board games you used to play when you were a kid before we were all on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, before social media took over our lives. We want to go back to the good old days and the fun you would have had as a kid without scrolling.
Yeah.
For me, one that stands out straight away is Tip the Can.
Now, I know the name. How did the game go again?
I loved playing Tip the Can. So, me and my pals on our road, there was one of the kids had a basketball net.
Yeah.
And it was on a big pole. So that's what we used as the can, as for what you would say.
Yeah.
So one person has to count to a certain number. Everyone goes and hides.
Yeah.
And then they go out and try and find the person. And if someone else gets back to tip the can before they've like won the game.
Yeah.
But then
you
catching them.
Yeah.
I hope I've explained that correctly. That's how we played Tip the Can. I loved playing Tip the Can back in the day. And I also loved making up dances with my pals.
Same.
Like, it was so much fun. The Spice Girls era, making up a full-blown dance routine, performing it for everyone in the schoolyard. Loved doing that. They're my two favourite things growing up.
We used to play one called, and I think it's sort of similar to Tip the Can. So it was called, we called it Blind Man's Buff or Bluff.
Yeah.
And so you'd all be out, one person would get blindfolded, you'd spin them around and around and around so they were all dizzy, and everyone would run and hide, and then they would have to run around the place while blindfolded and try and find someone.
Yeah,
and then the blindfold would get passed on.
Yeah.
So we used to play that, and then we also used to play a game. Did you ever do this? I think it was called Hot or Cold. So you'd hide something in the garden.
Yeah.
Someone would hide something and they'd know where it was, but nobody else would. And then you'd all have to run. You'd have to take like one large step.
Yes.
And the person who'd hit it would say, okay, you're warmer, you're hotter, you're colder.
Yes.
And that was your direction of whether you found it or not.
Gosh, I totally forgot about that. And do you remember Stuck in the Mud?
I know the name. How did the game go?
I think if you got caught, you were stuck in the mud and the only way to free someone was to just basically
to
go on the ground and crawl between their legs.
Yeah.
That's loved Stuck in the Mud.
So many games.
There was a lot of chat about quicksand.
Quicksand. I was terrified of it as a kid.
Yeah, I heard a lot about the Bermuda Triangle and quicksand growing up.
I've never encountered either.
No.
Did you ever play Red Rover?
How does that work?
So we used to do it in the playground. I'm sure you wouldn't be allowed to play it now. So you basically made two human chains. So there was two lines of people facing each other and you all interlinked your arms.
Yeah.
And you'd shout. So if you were on the opposite row of people to me, we'd all go, Red Rover, let Rebecca come over.
Oh.
And then you would run towards our human chain and you'd try and break it.
Oh gosh.
I'd say there were many injuries in the 90s.
I would imagine so.
You'd be safer scrolling on TikTok, guys. Amy's in Tala, you're on 98FM, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Amy, tell us about the game that was your favourite growing up.
So the game we used to play, there were so many of them, but the one I remember the most is balls. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Balls on the wall. So you'd have two tennis balls and you'd have to like hit them off a brick wall. But you had all these different songs that you had to sing, and like the ball would have to go like in between your legs or under one leg, or you know.
This
like,
is ringing the bell, Amy. Yeah. Do you remember any of the songs?
Oh God, I remember one. It was like something like Noddy had a little car, C A R. But when you said C A R, you had to like put it like between your legs or like like that. I don't know. My mom and all the mas and all used to be out playing it for hours.
Gosh, you'd be really multitasking, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Is that
similar to people played curbs? I think I played curbs, and you had to throw a ball.
Is that football?
And you had to bounce it off the curb. No, I don't think you had to kick it. I think you had to throw it. I couldn't kick a ball, lads.
We used to call it pats from where I was from.
So balls on the wall. Well, balls Amy, there you go. Yeah, you're jogging a memory this morning. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Cheers,
no
Amy.
Problem, guys.
Have a great day. Catherine is in Chapel, is it?
We lived in a cul-de-sac and we used to play rounders.
Oh, I loved
the whole road. Every kid on the road used to play. I remember in the summertime going to bed and it'd be still bright out and everybody was still out on the road playing rounders, and I used to think my mom was the worst person in the world. I don't know why we were in bed, like literally it was 10 o'clock at night, still bright out. It was just everybody else just stay out playing rounders.
I loved it.
Amazing at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. And you know when everyone's parents are calling them in, do you know?
Yeah, get in.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, everyone else is still out. I want to stay out.
For so long.
Yeah, bright for ages. Chloe's been on.
Good morning, 98. So we used to play paths. Well, we would call it, we're Northside, so we would call it paths. Some people would call it curbs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that there used to be tournaments of paths during the summer when we were kids. Or, what time is it, Mr. Wolf?
Yes!
I don't know if anybody remembers that.
Now, I remember the name, but like...
I love playing that, but I don't remember how...
You turn your back to somebody and you're like, what time is it, Mr. Wolf?
And would they say it's 3 o'clock?
Whatever o'clock.
Yeah.
And you had to not face them or something.
Yeah.
And then the wolf got closer to you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I loved playing that, but I don't remember the rules.
Get up! 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.